a nice little episode about how technology is kind of ruining our lives and what we can do about it. Flow
Dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, I'm so excited for today's topic. It is number 569, The Rise of Constant Connection. And yeah, in this one, we're going to be going a little further afield, talking about something related to energy, of course, energy and emotion and who we are and how our lives are created, which is what we do all the time here on Flow Dreaming. But this one is really about technology, and especially how technology is starting to drive some of us freaking crazy. And this was stimulated with a conversation that I had with my mom a few weeks ago, and also with one of my classes, actually, my personal mastery, one of my Me School classes. We went through a kind of cleanse, a kind of paring down period, and it got me thinking, like, I haven't stopped doing it. I'm still doing it, after, even though it was a couple of months ago. So I wanted to give you guys a nice little episode about how technology is kind of ruining our lives and what we can do about it. So, of caveat, of course, starters, it's not ruining our lives. But what it's done is to create a tremendous pressure on all of us. A pressure that it's like when you're lugging around, you know, heavy sacks of concrete or sand or something. After a while, you get strong and you stop realizing you're carrying them. But that doesn't mean you should still be carrying them. It's only when you let them fall off that you realize how much lighter you really could be living. So we're going to go into that, and I want to hear from you guys as well today. I'd love to talk with you about your life, about areas where you're feeling squeezed or pressured, where you're looking to pare back or slim down or let go of stuff or just get stuff under control. So let's start going back to that conversation. And yes, we'll take those calls in a few minutes or so. So just call in now, 1-760-456-7277. That is a U.S. number, and that'll get you up on air. So let's go back again to that conversation that I was having with my mom. Boy, she was getting hopping mad because she was having some trouble with this insurance company, and then they weren't paying something, and then they tried to charge her again, and then they sent her a check, a refund, and then they went and sent her a bill for the same amount they had refunded her. And I was nodding my head like, I know, I know. And thinking about what a greater portion of our lives are being snapped up with dealing with just crap like this. I mean, that's what it is. It's just time-wasting crap. And if you think about this, you probably have one or two bills sitting on your desk right now, or your, you know, your kitchen table, wherever, that you have to call them. There's something wrong. There's one or two companies who are charging you, and they shouldn't be. Or there's this, that, something that you have to devote your time. You know it's going to be an hour on the phone. Maybe it's the IRS. But you know it's going to eat your time. And we've all just accepted this because the world is speeding up and there are more companies to deal with. Think how back if you were doing business in 1950, right? I'm going to switch from an entrepreneurial lens. If you were doing business in 1950, yes, you had workplace rules and laws. You had the phone company. You had the landlord. You were not dealing with healthcare. You were not dealing with 1,000 different little internet sites and internet costs and web developers. And really, I mean, if you wanted publicity, you called the Yellow Pages and you got an ad in the phone book. And you networked and talked to people and you went to lunches and you put ads in the newspaper. I'm pointing out this enormous discrepancy in outlets that we have today and what that's done to our bandwidth. There were times when our bandwidth, our brains, our literal emotional energetic selves were asked to carry far lighter loads. Far lighter loads. But now, every single one of us, tech savvy or not, is expected to have a cell phone, to have an email account, to have multiple connections on multiple websites from LinkedIn to Facebook to Instagram to Snapchat to Pinterest. I mean, multiple. We're supposed to show up and represent ourselves in all of these places and then manage all of these multiple versions of ourselves. Not to mention all the extra things that you are now paying for in your house to do things for you. You've got your Amazon Alexa, you've got your cable, you've got your Hulu, you've got your Netflix, you've got your electric bill, you've got your solar electric bill, you've got your car payment, you've got your warranty. I mean, just on and on and on and on. So I want you to know that that feeling that you've been having of being overwhelmed and just being like, I just want to just drop it all, you are not alone. We are experiencing it mass. As a society. And I think we're actually reaching a tipping point, a breaking point. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but it's there. And we are heading toward it because there's only so much bandwidth we can carry inside of our energy selves. Only so much. So I'm going to give you some ideas right now. And I shared some of these. I shared more, but with my me schoolers, but I'm going to give you a little glimpse inside me school right now with one of the challenges that I asked my class to do. Part of me school is I give them fun sheets every month, these little worksheets where we go through stuff inside of ourselves and our lives and we tame the beasts and we create for ourselves. And I said to them, I want you to scale back your tech. And that's particularly what I want you guys to do today. I want you to scale back how much, how far, and how often people can reach you. Because if you are on all the time in all of these different places, you are a scattered mess. So start right now. If you have paper, if you can, you know, get something to write on, go for it. Write down all the places and ways people can reach you. Cell phone, texting, LinkedIn messages, Facebook Messenger messages, maybe any chat software. Do you have chat on your computer? Do you have chat on your phone? How many different places can they reach you on? Do you have to check different sites for them all? Most of us are going to end up with at least 5 or 8 different places and ways people are reaching out to us. And places and ways where people are reaching out to us and then we don't even realize it because we can't be everywhere at once. And now they're all mad at us because we've never responded. Do you need to be reachable in all those places? What would happen to your emotional and energetic capacity if you said you can reach me these 3 ways? Can you even conceive of it? There was a time when reaching you more than just the phone was like a phone or a letter, or you knocked on the door. Now there's phone, letter, knock on the door, email, Facebook Messenger, Snapchat, Instagram, instant messaging, just on and on. Website contact form, don't forget that. Work email, home email. Oh, yeah, the list is starting to get really long. You keep forgetting about all of them. But yet we react to them all day long, like running from fire to fire to fire. So my family and friends get really pissed off at me because they will text me and they'll say, you didn't get back to me like for a whole day. That's so rude. And my feeling, my response is, there used to be a time when you'd call and leave a message on the answering machine and I might call you back the next day. And that was perfectly okay. We didn't have an expectation of instant return. Like, hey, you know, I might be busy. And I say, look, I leave my phone in my purse for hours at a time. So I didn't see it. And when I did, it was the kids' bedtime. And I'm like, you're asking something of me. You're pulling a kind of emotional or thought response, or I have to make a plan. I have to now, you know, it's not just usually, hey, how are you? It's something that I have to go back into and deal with, right? Because isn't that what most things are? Like, who here goes through your email and all the easy ones, you answer, answer, answer. The hard ones, you just kind of be like, oh, later, I'm going to do that in a little while, later on today. So you end up with a stack of hard emails. And by hard, I just mean because they're going to make you plan things or change things or have to talk with other people first to get everybody else on board with it. So every time a person is reaching out to you, and I know I'm sounding like a real Grinch, but every time someone reaches out to you, what they're asking you to do is stop, take a chunk of your life, organize it around my request. Which is cool if it's your best friend and you totally want to do that. But what if you're looking at your day and there's request, 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 right? My company uses something called Slack, which connects all of us together. Maybe a lot of you use Slack. That's yet another place that I need to respond to. And we get to the point where it's like, did we Slack this? Did we email this? Did we text this? How did we leave it on a Google Sheet somewhere? Google Sheets. Did you know you can chat on those and leave notes on those? There are so many places now where our energy is expected to go and monitor and respond. No wonder we are losing our minds. So to go back to what can you do about this? You have your list now. What if you were to take a breather, take a hiatus from all social media? How many days could you do that for? Realistically, I asked my class to do it for a week. Could you do it for 2 days? All social media. No Instagram, no Facebook, no Facebook Messenger. Nothing. You can check your texts and you can check your email. That's it. You are not showing up. You are not scrolling. You are not looking at other stuff. Be careful. YouTube can be kind of like a form of social media because it draws you in, it sucks you in, and takes away your life. It can be educational too, but come on. How many of us are really using it educationally? Here's some more ideas. don't feel obligated to reply, right? Set some restrictions. Here's when I'm available. Check your email in the morning and at night and do not check it for the rest of the day. Or set up an autoresponder. I love you. I may not get back to you right away, but I will within the next day or two because I allocate time for my email. I don't let it interrupt me every hour, multiple times an hour. And this happens too when we just check our phones all the time, right? Check, 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 check your phones. There's a great podcast, by the way, called Note to Self. I love it. They talk about how technology impacts our lives and how a lot of young kids, not even young kids, teens, whatever, you know, they check their phones 20 times an hour. Think about the interruption that is constantly going on in your brain. Think about the pressure that is constantly happening in your brain. Because every time you read that email, do I answer it now, later? If not now, then I'm still dealing with it now because now it's in my head. If I deal with it later, now I'm dealing with it twice. If you're texting, let your friends know that you're only checking your texts a couple times a day. Don't be afraid to say, hey, I will get back to you on this later. Set some boundaries. You know, we talk a lot in personal development about creating boundaries. And usually we talk about it in terms of relationships with other people. Like put yourself first, you know, put on your own oxygen mask first and so forth. Yet we've let tech be the worst bully in our lives. It has no boundaries. It has no boundaries. So this is what you're creating. Here's another idea that I gave to class. Turn off your computer or your phone at night. Yes, turn it off. I have a habit of leaving my computer on because it's convenient. But I find that if I turn it off and then I wander in to try and check it, I'm like, oh, it's turned off. I'd have to sit and wait for the whole thing to boot up again. And it makes it easier for me to not check. Same is for the phone, right? Do not disturb. Put it in do not disturb, and then you don't know what you're missing. And you're not going to keep on checking. set a time period for this, right? My phone has do not disturb time periods, you know, so you can set them. So certain people, if there's an emergency call, can come through. Those will be shown. But all the little notifications, everybody else's stuff, nope, I'm not having it. What I'm trying to do here is pull back my life from the grip of technology, from the grip of all of these companies. And you know that insurance company that I said was so confused? You know all these companies are feeling the same immense pressure, if not more. Used to be they had a customer support service phone line, and that was that. Easy, handleable, phone and mail. Now they've got everything we've got. Plus they've got multiple departments, plus they've got departments overseas and in multiple locations. The complexity that we're in right now is enormous, and it's not showing any sign of retracting. So we can't wait for the technology to retract and give us a breather. We have to start setting the limits and culturally shift to say, no more, you are destroying the quality of my life. You know, the tiny house movement? Tiny houses are so awesome. Well, in the tiny house movement, it's basically a reaction to the materialism of the world that says big house, big mortgage, big bills, big family, big, 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 support it all, support it all. Tiny house says, nope, tiny house, tiny bills, portable. I can go places, I can move, and I'm free. I'm free, right? That urge, that need for freedom is what drives the tiny house market. They're like the RV market, but a house. We're going to have this urge in constant communication that we're in toward freedom. And I don't know what that's going to look like or feel like. I don't know where it's going to shake out. But I'm seeing it happen already. You know, in me school, I won't joke, we use Facebook as a way to connect and talk with each other a lot. Because it's convenient. Everybody has a Facebook account. So it's very easy for my students to connect there instead of forcing them to create yet another platform to connect on. But I'm even seeing in Facebook, the chit-chat is reducing. It's being diverted. It's being split and watered down. We have a thin connection across so many different electronic means that one, we drop the ball. And two, we're not really connected. So the last tip I want to leave you with is, why don't you choose how you really want to be connected? Prioritize. Do you want to have more friends over? You want to have people come to your house, see family? In person, number one. Number two, maybe you like email or maybe you like texting. You're like, super convenient, love it. I never make phone calls anymore. Great. That's it. That's how they reach you. Not on Facebook Messenger, not through Instagram commenting and so forth, et cetera, or Snapchat or WhatsApp or all of those. Oh, I forgot Skype. Goodness sakes. Yeah, Skype. That's another means or method. Pick your favorites and let people know this is where you'll find me. Because I want a few, but I want to be deep. So here are the few deep places you can reach me because I am saving my brain and my sanity, and I'm starting right now. So I hope today, I know, I feel like, oh, such a stern show, Summer. I'm asking you, though, to preserve yourself, right? Take back your power from technology. And this sense of missing out if you're not on it. You know what? Miss out. Go ahead. I mean, just miss out. I think what you'll find is that what you end up preserving and reclaiming is going to astound you. Miss out and be astounded. Because you'll have more time with your kids and your friends and your husband, your wife, your loved ones, your partner, your students, your whoever you want to be with, you will have more time with them. And this kind of choppiness that we've created in our psyche throughout the day, Oh, gotta respond to text. Gotta respond to the email. Oh, gotta respond to the in-person conversation. Oh, gotta respond to the telephone. Oh, gotta respond to the text. Oh, gotta respond to the email. Oh, gotta respond to the messenger. Oh, gotta. If that's you, your day is like a crystal that has been shattered into 1,000 fragments. And you ask yourself, why do I feel so pressured and overwhelmed and ineffective? Well, take a look. It might be right there. So maybe we need to start like a front, you know, the anti-tech front. It's so ironic. I love science. I love tech. But I want it to be handleable. You know, it's like an untrained dog. If your dog is trained, it's your best friend. If it's not trained, it's your worst enemy. So maybe we need to start a movement, the Get a Handle on Our Lives movement. Maybe I need to start a new version of Me School, the Get a Handle on Your Life School. And that's all we do. And we do it really, really well. All right. I see lots of callers. So looking forward to talking with you guys. What we're going to do is go to a quickie little break. When we get back, I'm going to take your calls and we're going to go into a flow dream too today, where we are going to flush and distill the technology and the snafus and all of that in our lives into something that we can once again breathe through and manage. So stay with me right after this. While we're on break, have you checked out Me School? In Me School, we travel together through a year, through everything that you are. You get to discover what drives you, how you're made, and how powerful you actually are. We play with intuition and flow dreaming and dozens of other techniques as you go through one of the most potent, powerful, and pleasurable personal development experiences you've ever seen. We continually co-create your future, and I ask you to bring big goals to the table, things that you want to become inside yourself. And you'll reach these using the tools that you've probably never been exposed to before in your life, but you will be here in Me School. So if you're curious, go to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. Set up a call, and we'll help you see exactly what you can do with your life. And if you choose to come join me in Me School, then I look forward to spending the next year with you as we work together to create miracles. In case you missed it, the number to call to talk to me live is the U.S. number 1-760-456-7277. Flow Dreaming airs live on Tuesdays, so check flowdreaming.com for my current live broadcast time. Again, reach me at 1-760-456-7277. Now, let's get back to the show. Welcome back. It's so lovely to be here with you guys. I always say that, but I always find it. This is one of my most pleasurable hours a week when we get to talk and really just think together, especially because I get emails from you throughout the week saying things like, I love that topic. And oh my gosh, perfect timing. And those kinds of emails really, you know, are what kind of light up my life and make it worth listening to. And so many of you have said things like, I've turned my hairdresser onto your show, and I told my mom about your show, and I'm like, I love you. I love you. I hope you also turn everybody on to my new network, inflowradio.com. And obviously, that's where I broadcast live every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And that's where you can call me and talk and, you know, let me look in you and your life and give you some perspective, you know, put a different lens on it. I'm pretty experienced with this. So, yeah, let's go right now, in fact, to one of our fabulous listeners. I would love to speak to Abby from New Jersey. Hey, Abby.
Hi.
Hi, welcome. You're on live.
I can't believe it. My best friend's going to die when she hears me on this episode because I know she listens to all of them. So I'm very excited.
So you're one of those, like, my best friend turned me on to you.
She did. She's the one.
Cool.
I her to thank.
Aw. What can I do for you? Welcome, new listener.
Thank you. The last couple of episodes, I feel like you've been talking to me. Like, I'm 37, and I think I'm one of those midlife crisis people. I'm also backwards-looking girl. I'm all of them. So I'm just trying to get out of it and take some steps to make some changes. But, you know, The fear is there. I'm in a relationship with a man that I love, but I don't know if we're necessarily going in the same direction. And there's a fear of making the wrong choice, of leaving, and then it could have turned out great, or not leaving, and then it doesn't turn out great. So, and then just career-wise, I'm also a little all over the place as well. So,
yeah,
that's what's going on with me.
Yeah, you're like, the whole thing's a hot mess. That's what I'm hearing from you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
which is the hottest mess? Which would be the one area of your life if you could just put that to peace and rest? Everything else would probably improve because the pressure would be off. That's often where I start when I ask that. The relationship?
Yes.
Okay. With your partner. And tell me why you feel that you two might not be seeing eye to eye anymore.
We've talked about it. It's definitely about kids and marriage, and, you know, you can't give an answer as to whether that's ever going to change, but right now it's a no. So, you know, and, you know, we've talked about how it's my choice. I could walk away if I wanted to. But, you know, I don't want you to walk away, but, you know, I can't make you stay. So, you know, to me, I'm like, okay, that means you don't care. But to him, he doesn't see it that way.
So he's also, I'm assuming, in his late 30s.
Yes. Earlier than me, but still.
Okay. And no kids, no marriage. Does he have kids already?
He does have a son, but he does not see him.
Okay. So no kids, no marriage. So you're looking at this. Can I get his first name, please?
It's Robert.
Robert, okay. So what I'm doing for anybody who's listening and wondering what I'm about to do, I work in the world of flow and emotion and energy and reading energy and reading information. So I can read it in someone's mind. I can read it just out there where, you know, everything is that we are. I also write to energy, and that's where we talk about flow dreaming and co-creating and manifesting. So I'm going to look at you, and I'm looking at Robert, and I want to look at both of you together, the energy surrounding your situation, your relationship, as well as maybe have a little chit-chat with him. Okay, so when I'm looking at you two, well, he's actually pretty firm about no kids, no marriage. I think you're spot on. For him, he means it. So if you're hanging in there thinking he'll change his mind, you are going to basically be losing your opportunity for kids and marriage.
Okay.
And I think that's the biggest thing, because you don't want to walk away because you're uncertain, will I meet anybody else who could give me kids and marriage? But you know for certain that he won't. So you have to believe yourself. You have to trust in yourself that your knowing is right. He doesn't want it. And he doesn't feel, when I look at him, I'm kind of looking around him. I'm not talking directly to him, but when I look at him, he just feels like he doesn't want the responsibility. He's like, I don't want to be responsible for that. That's a big deal. And I don't want that responsibility. I like it how it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I don't want to say selfish. It's selfish in a non-judgmental way. He just wants to live his life the way he enjoys it. Right. And adding on these other pieces means it will change. And he is unwilling to do that. And I see you taking that personally because you're like, well, if you love me, it doesn't mean you kind of love yourself more than you love me. And the answer to that would be, yes, he does.
Right. And I should probably do the same.
You should probably do the same. So he will miss you. He will miss, you know, not having a partner he can do fun things with and, you know, enjoy life with. He kind of feels he would understand. I mean, honestly, Robert says he gets it. He understands if you go. You know, he's also a little emotionally cut off. Have you noticed this about him?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Man. Because when I'm talking with him, it's like a very even, measured exchange. You know, it's like, dude, isn't there any emotion in there? It's like your girlfriend's talking about leaving you, and you're like, okay.
Yeah. Literally the talk we had on Sunday. That's how I felt, and you didn't understand. I'm like, you sound like you don't care. And he's like, no, it's not that. I'm like, well, it sure sounds
just
like that.
His emotions are really, really locked up inside his intellect, and he's just logically looking at this. He's logically living. And logically, I mean, that's partly why he doesn't want to do the marriage and kids thing. He doesn't know what kind of emotional reward there would be for it. His logical self says, you'll have plenty of money, you can travel, you can live however you want, if you just keep to yourself. That makes sense logically. The emotional stuff, like kids will make you happy, you're going to grow old with people, you'll have grandkids, he can't connect to it. He's so cut off. And that, I don't think that's going to change, because when I look at him, he just, it's who he is. I think he was really good for you at one time because he presented a kind of stability that you were looking for, a safety and stability. But now you're seeing that that lack of emotion is actually a detriment. You know, it's safe and stable and you know exactly what you're getting, but you're not getting everything you want to get.
Right.
So you're afraid I'm going to have to go back into those messy relationships again. It's like, well, yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, Abby, darling. So listen. Let me just leave you with a little glimpse of light and happiness, because that was a really hard message for me to deliver.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do you have? What are your options? Love. Yeah. You know, I really feel that you've been locking yourself into him because he's been safe and stable. And you've been like, if I just keep giving myself hope, but now I can't even give myself that. You want and you deserve so much. You deserve a baby. You deserve, you know, a person who loves and likes your family, wants to be one. Like all of that, you would be constantly having to put that fire out inside of you for the rest of your life if you stay with him. And you would be angry. Yes, you would be so angry by the end. So you've got to just say, it's out there for me and I've got it and I have it. You know, you're barely halfway through your years right now of your life. I mean, this is it. This is, you are in perfect timing. Like the universe couldn't be saying it any louder to you. It's all downhill from here. It's like, oh my God, the whole second half is like you're right now creating it. It's all dependent on what you do now.
Okay.
I mean, the future is huge. I mean, close your eyes with me and feel yourself. In 3 years, you have a baby, a little girl, you're holding her, you're rocking her, you've got a man and he is gentle and he is kind and he earns his own living. He takes care of you. He has married you. He loves being a dad. He loves planning things with you guys and going places with you. It's just like, oh my gosh, what can we do this weekend, honey? He loves your family. You love his family. You've got a snug little home that you adore. Your work, you're still working because you enjoy it and it's going really well. I mean, that's it. That's what you're looking for. And that is not a hard thing to find, right? Not a hard thing. It's only hard if you're feeling the despair that I will never get it. Then you're constantly pushing it away from you, okay?
Okay.
So you stay with that vision and let it guide you. All right. It's wonderful talking with you, Abby. You're just a delight. Keep me posted. Let me know how it goes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh. See, so, you know, what we did there is we just kind of brought her into her future in a year. Like, is that what you really want? Can you start to feel that that is possible? I think sometimes all we have to do is start opening again to what's possible, because we get so locked into what we currently have that we stop seeing what's actually available. It just disappears off the table. But if you start looking at that again and opening your heart to that again, life can start responding to that and understanding that's what you really want. And now you're actually doing things toward it instead of just wishing you had it. Big difference. You can't expect the universe to do it all for you. Okay. Why don't we talk next to Catherine? Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Summer. How are you?
I'm great. Have we spoken before? Do I know you?
Only in the spirit. We know each other. I've been following you since you worked with Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. That's a long time now. 569 episodes later.
Yes, and you have been such an inspiration to me, and I thank you for taking this call.
Oh, you're welcome. What can I help you with? What's going on?
Well, the reason for me calling on this episode was sheer serendipity. I'll be honest. I'm listening to the last caller, and it almost cured me of my question, but here's my conundrum. I was hit with a very debilitating illness called MS and seizures, mm-hmm. and I fell into this world of social media by accident because my life was altered and my mobility to be as free as I want and go and do things as I want all the time became more limited. And and I began to feel as though I was absorbing the energies of social media. And I want to be able, the question was, how do you guard against it? But yet also, I was beginning to question, how could I, you know, use my space as a positive place, which I currently do. I only post positive things, but how can I make it more creative so that I go on there rather than, okay, I absorb this negative energy and now I'm just going to post something positive to combat it. How can I just be creative and strategic and go on there and post so I'm not absorbing this stuff and feeling, you know, so yucky and weighted? So
yours is a really interesting situation because, you know, having MS and seizures, I understand that your ability to go places is limited. You know, one of my cousins, he's since passed, but he also suffered from seizures and, you know, couldn't drive. There's lots you can't do. I get it. So social media actually becomes, instead of something that, let's just say fragments your day, it becomes like a big chunk of your expansion. It becomes your freedom in essence.
Yeah.
So you're under, unfortunately. But you're under an even greater pressure then to manage it. To create the freedom through it without the kind of overwhelm and over availability and the FOMO, you know, the fear of missing out, and everybody else went to the park today but me. I'm home on social media, right? That's like the dark side, essentially, that you're always guarding against. And that's a really, really good question.
Oh my God, you get it.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just trying to figure out how to help you with it. Because, you know, when I wish I had a snap answer. When I go on social media, I'm always acutely aware of when I start to feel like, gosh, all these other parents took their kids to all these great places this weekend, and I sat home with my kids, and I barely got to the grocery store, and I let them play video games. I suck. Right? That's you know, I notice when I start to feel that. And then I remind myself, oh, there's a counterweight to this. Because nobody is posting on social media, I stayed home with my kids all weekend while they watched video games and I barely made it to the grocery store. People don't tend to talk about that kind of stuff. So I assume it's there, but it's invisible. So all these lives that are happening, it's either the greatest stuff or like, I'm in ICU. You know, that's the other side where there are people are posting like the horrible thing that happened or the please pray for this person with their terrible thing that's going on in their life. And those are like, oh, you know, you expend energy on those. Gosh, if it were me, if you were me, I would probably create a very narrow circle for myself in social media. I might even have two me's. I would have the one where I'm only talking to my mom or my sister, a few good friends. Right. And I'm only caring about the stuff that I really want to care about. I'm only caring about what I really want to care about and who I really want to care about. So if I want, I can just go there and care about them. And then if they have something bad happen, I really care. If they have something good happen, I care. And I don't feel like I'm missing out because I'm part of them and they're part of my life. And it's deep. And then I'd have the other social me, which is this other, I'm not sure how I'd really do this, but this other social me would be the one that can kind of skim around and look at everybody else's stuff. And I'd be careful with that part. I'd be careful with that person. Because that's the person that you're going to be exposing to all of everybody else's gunk and demands and fears and worries and trolling and all of that. Am I making any sense at all?
You are. I just guess I'm still kind of wondering how do I, because I do your flow dreams, and I'm still kind of wondering, there isn't really a flow dream, and I guess I'm kind of asking, or is there a flow dream that kind of gets me out of the virtual world and into, I don't even know how to phrase the question. I'm so sorry.
What feeling are you looking to get?
To be free again. Not necessarily not accepting what is, but yet use what is in a constructive way, because there's so many people like me.
Yeah.
And use the virtual world to
Well, look,
talk
if you're
them.
If you're looking for it, then, and you haven't found it, then you need to create it. And you may create it and then find it down the line someone else has later, and then you guys can merge it. Who knows what'll happen? But you can say, hey, this is a virtual.
Dream?
Do I have a flow dream for creating your own virtual space? Ooh.
Yeah.
No. But I would have a flow dream that would allow you to start a new project. Right? Start and finish a new project. Turn your creative project into a success. I have that one. And that's where I'm asking you to look at your vision. What do you want? How do you want it to be and feel and give to you? How do you want it to be successful? And you may discover there's a huge community of people just like you, and they are talking and they are waiting, and they don't want to hear just negative stuff about them and their situation and their health. They want to hear and be in a great positive community. And you may be the first one to step in with that torch and light up that community. So I would definitely look to that. Okay. And that's another way of saying being very conscious about the communities that you're in. So maybe that's the third leg. One, you have the people that you only expose yourself to that you love and adore and truly care about. Two, you have your own community that you develop. People who are going through similar things with you, kept very positive, kept very high-minded. How do we create the most freedom for ourselves? You know, that's the theme of your community. How do we create freedom for people suffering with MS and seizures or whatever you want to call it? You know, the bright lights group or something.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the third group is everybody else. Dip into that sparingly because you never know what you're going to dip into.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was the name of your flow dream again?
I think it's called Turning Creative Projects into Successes. So I have a series of them for people who are starting new businesses. And I would look at this like a business, even though you don't intend to make a profit from it at this time. Whenever you're bringing together a group of people, they become your clients, your community, your tribe, whatever, your friend group. It's modeled after the same idea. So you have a creative project and it's going to become successful and you're going to get this sucker off the ground. And you're going to explain to everybody, I'm doing this intentionally because I couldn't find what I was looking for. And if you're like me, come on. All right, Catherine, I'm going to let you go.
It.
Thank you. Great conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And blessings
thank
and
you.
Good luck and good health to you, my dear. Okay?
Thank you. Thank
you're
you
so
welcome. Much. Good luck to Inflow Radio.
Oh, thank you. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
You know, in talking with her about the flow dream, I just want to give a little shout out to Abby. There is a flow dream for you, creating perfect, delicious closure in my relationship. I've made it for people who are ending relationships so that you don't have to fear it, so you can create the most joyful, like perfection in its ending. Like both parties, like happy, happy that they're walking away. I know it sounds crazy, but it's a great flow dream. So you got to check it out. And it's in a playlist too. I know I promised we would do a flow dream today, but let's do a really quick check-in with Beth, because Beth's been waiting all episode. Hey, Beth,
hey,
how
Summer.
Are you?
I'm fine. It's how are you?
Good. I think I know which Beth you are. It's so good to hear from you. It's been like so long.
I know. It's been a while. I've had some ups and downs. But the reason I'm calling is I've been doing the Super Lucky Flow Dream and the Money and Wealth Flow Dream. And I feel really good. And I just wanted to make sure I'm on track. But also what I've been doing is, like today, I've been cleaning, like getting rid of the old, trying to get into the new.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Also, as I've been looking around my house where I'm currently at, I'm imagining that, like, when I have this money coming to me, because I know it's coming, that I'm redoing this house. So I just wanted to make sure I'm on the right track.
So I tell you what, I only have a couple of minutes, but I do know that your big concern is cash flow and money. And that's funny. I was just teaching a class earlier this morning, and that was I was talking about. So it's all in alignment. So close your eyes with me and everybody else listening.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else who needs a little good burst of energy, cash flow, money, golden coins raining down. Going into flow, releasing, relaxing. Feel all the cash flow around you. Feel the money. You have it. You own it. You are it. You are filled with it. Your life is filled with it. The emotion of having money. You feel so safe. You have such freedom. You have safety. You have freedom. You have cash flow. You feel so good. People want things from you. They want your work. They want your vision. They want to give you money. They want to exchange with you. You are so valuable. You are so useful. You feel how useful, how valuable you are. Money says, I want to be with you. I want to stay with you. I want to help you. I want to help you. Money wants to help you. It wants to come in. It's in your mailbox. It's in your bank account. It's under your front doormat. It's right there on your computer screen electronically. There it is. Cash flow. Feeling energy. Money. Swept in, sweeping in, swirling through you, swirling through your life, swirling through everything. Okay. Okay, so if I were you, you could open your eyes, but I would continue to, I call it pinging the universe, right? Ping. Ping it with those feelings about money. Don't ping it with feelings of, I don't have enough money and I need more money.
I've been doing the super lucky, and I've kind of combined it with the money and wealth one.
Yeah.
So I kind of make my own. And I feel a lot safer and more secure.
Keep
telling the universe, because I'm taken from you. You know, money wants to be with me, and you're getting excited about what we're going to do. And I'm like, I have this whole list of what I want to do with this money.
Yeah.
When I win it, when it comes in, because like, I know it's coming.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure I was on track.
Sure, but don't just say win it. Don't limit things. You will get it.
No,
you want the emotional endpoints of it. Somebody could give it to you. You could be, somebody could ask you to do work for them unexpectedly that you love to do for the money. There's all kinds of things, all kinds of ways.
Okay.
Focus on the emotional end. So also, I have a recommendation for you. I have a program called Money Flow. And the purpose of Money Flow is to completely change your inner landscape around income and cash flow, so that you become a sort of generator of income, of cash flow, and to heal up anything in you that's been broken or damaged by lack of cash flow over the years. So check it out.
Yeah,
it's at the website.
We're going
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Beth. And thank you for being so patient and good. Lots
no
of
problem.
Love to you. And
thank
stay
you,
on
you
track.
Too.
All right.
I'm trying. Okay. Bye.
Bye. I remember Beth. She is a longtime flow dreamer. Gosh, I heard from a lot of longtime flow dreamers today. I love it, you guys. It means that we're all walking this path together, and there'll be a special place in heaven for all of us flow dreamers. I know we'll have a big reunion party someday in the far, far future. But it's true. When you are lining up with groups of people who have the same or similar interests, and especially those of us who are working on the same craft, because we are all working on the same craft together when we're flow dreaming. And that craft is one of reshaping ourselves, right? And I mean, you guys are exactly the kind of people I like to hang out with, because it means that you're growing, you're concerned, you're loving, you're careful, you're risk takers, you're all of that. You're all mixed together, you know, in this deep desire just to become something greater. Okay, so that said, a very brief little flow dream. Whew. And we're going to end the show with this, eyes closed, relaxing into flow, letting go. We're going to jump in there real fast, okay? A fast jumping into flow. You are diving. It's like you're diving into a pool. You're diving into a pool. Dive, dive, dive. In you go. Feel the waters of life and energy around you. Swimming so softly, swimming powerfully. Forward, forward you go. And you're noticing all of the technology around you. All of the stuff, it's like Scrabble marks all over a whiteboard, all kinds of scribble scrabble. And you take this eraser, and you just start wiping down that whiteboard. All the scribble scrabble. And you start replacing it with very careful marks. Maybe little circles or hearts or squares, images. You controlling the way in, controlling your technological availability. You have boundaries. Here is how you can be reached. Here is what you will expose yourself to. You are setting up safeguards. You are setting up restraints. You are setting up rules. It is no longer come one, come all. It is you and you and you, selective. You feel how much more in control you are, how much thoughtfulness is now in your day. You're feeling these big, wide open swaths of time open up around you, hours, uninterrupted, clear. You feel yourself right now settling down to your technology, settling down to those phone calls you have to make, those companies you have to deal with, or the things that you have to reply to in your email and your text and all of that. You see yourself settling down, and in your heart, feelings are soft and relaxed. You're excited about who you're speaking with. You're eager. It's good news. You set it up that way. There is no battle. There is no fending off stuff that you don't want to deal with or can't deal with or take up your time. You are relaxed and positive. You have the same feeling as if you are opening up an old-fashioned letter sent to you in the mailbox from your loved one across the ocean. Excited, eager, present. Notice that kind of presence. Opening up that letter from a loved one across the seas. You haven't seen them in a month, and oh, you haven't heard from them, and you're so excited. That's the feeling. That's the feeling you have now for every piece of technology in your life. Every person who reaches out, selective and careful. Hold that feeling. Let it define you. All your choices are now based from it and stemming from it. With that intention, you come back, returning from flow, and you open your eyes. And there you go. So that gives you a little something to go on this week to play with. I hope you will take my words to heart and make some changes. Put up some boundaries. And email me. I love to hear from you, summer@flowdreaming.com. And do check out the other shows on inflowradio.com. And last little thing of all, me school. Yes, enrolling. You can call me about it. I do have spaces open to chat with you. And I would love to bring you into the fold and bring you into this totally different way of living that we're experiencing. With that, I love all of you guys, and I'll see you next week. You could always find all of my episodes at inflowradio.com. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening today. One request before you go. Please rate this podcast, either in iTunes or TuneIn.com or wherever you listen to it. It'll only take you a minute to do, but your rating there is the number one way that other people discover this show. And the more ratings, the more people who will find and get turned on to Flow Dreaming. While you're there, you might also want to download my free Flow Dreaming podcast app. With this app, you can listen to the show anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search through listings of all of my episodes and bookmark your favorites. And if you want to listen to Flow Dreams, actual Flow Dreams on your phone, there's even another app. It's my Player app, and it will let you browse and sample Flow Dreams from the shop. There's even an oracle inside of that app to help you see and discover what you need to know most or what Flow Dream would be best for you in your life right now. You can find these apps on iTunes or in Google or your Amazon app store. And again, thank you so, so, so much for giving back. Love you. Bye-bye.